Hi people, so it's been a while since I made a podcast. I'm happy to be back. I mean, I was trying to focus on so many things, but I'm happy to have my life sort of coming back together. So yeah, I hope everybody's doing great. I hope that, you know, the light and the life of God is just flowing through your very being. And what I want to talk about today is my first year of university. So I don't know, a couple of you guys might take a gap year after my A-levels, and then I got into uni the year after that year, and I got into 200 level. And I knew for sure that my university, that year specifically, that first year, was my year of hiding and my year of, you know, just let it be me and God and nobody else. And I knew that it was going to be a lot of growth. There was going to be a lot of growth, I mean, you know. So I kind of went in there with this mentality, because if you know me, my gap year I was doing a lot of things, I was planning for a lot of things, and then you get into uni and you are hit with how many units, courses and stuff like that. And because it was a direct entry level that I got into, I had a little bit of extra work than my mates, so I had gotten that word, and initially I was very upset about it, to be honest. I didn't want to have to stop doing things I was doing. I didn't want to just be in that place. But God was literally telling me to just sit and to just stay and to just stay and to just stay and to submit to what He wanted me to do. And this is not even the core of the matter. So I get in there with this mindset or with this mentality that, okay, you know what, it's not going to be easy, because you were out and about last year, you're going to have to make a few changes to your lifestyle. But guys, it was way harder than I thought. First of all, I don't like to stay in one place. I don't like to feel like I have to just be in one place. But that was not even what God was calling me to. He was calling me to be responsible in a different environment, to be responsible for totally different burdens. But most importantly, He was calling me to Himself. Now, He wanted me to dwell more, to have more quiet time with Him. And He wanted me to, you know, do many other things. So when I got into university, I also started working, because it's difficult to tame a lion, tame a tiger. So I mean, there's work in uni, so school work and other stuff. I was directing, I was, you know, up and about doing so many things media related. But the challenges that I initially faced was the lifestyle was totally different. And I realized that, you know that thing about that scripture about being the light of the world and the salt of the earth. I understood it better, because you're not supposed to be a Christian in a controlled environment. Now, you're not going to shine if there's light everywhere. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's just in the chaos, that is where you're supposed to thrive. That's where we're supposed to see that, okay, this one is different and this one is the one that can affect and cause change in this environment. So imagine me coming from a controlled environment where everybody I'm interacting with are essentially, if not Christians, at the very least religious, and so there's a little bit of sanity around, to an environment where most people are just generally disrespectful, generally immoral, generally there's a lot of hurt, there's a lot of brokenness, there's a lot of pain. And it was very quick for me to realize that a lot of people in the world, because university was now kind of like my sample space. A lot of people in the world are broken and hurt and are confused and are just there's lots of darkness in their hearts. And it's even no fault of theirs. It's not like they planned it that way, but it's just that is how the devil has arranged it to be. And I began to recognize demons that were very, very prominent and were very, very apparent. And apparent to people who are spiritual or more spiritual than others, but they seem to look like, these demons look very normal, like it's a normal thing to do, it's the normal way of living. And you see a lot of people who are in bondage. You see a lot of people who are in bondage of drugs, in bondage of sex, in bondage of money, in bondage of, you know, just they're in that space where they cannot even recognize that it's a problem. And so God was telling me, now that you're here, what are you going to do about it? And I'm going to be honest, as brutally honest as I can be. It was a difficult thing because I didn't want to be the one. I didn't want to be the one against the 1,000. You know, initially, it's just like, let me mind my business, let me just study, let me just be on the straight and narrow and just be going my... But, you know, that whole thing about being the light and the salt, it's like, that's the one. You have to be the one because you're called out to be the one that would effectively... the English I'm speaking is not really... But you're called out to be the one that would effect change in your environment. So I was just like, wow, this is very, very, very interesting, Sha. I was doing a lot of work in prayer, but I was also just, you know, trying my hardest to make sure that my heart was in the right, so I don't sin against the Holy Spirit, I don't judge people, and I don't stray off. You know, trying to surround myself with the right people who would feed me and feed off of me the right things, the God things, and we focus on the same things together, not neglecting the people that genuinely need help, the people that are genuinely ready to be changed, the people whose hearts are ready to be turned from stone to flesh, not neglecting them, not pushing them away, loving them as hard as I can and with everything that I can, and showing them, you know, the way to the love, which is my source. So imagine trying to balance your own sanity and somebody's sanity. Imagine that. It's just very, you know, it's a whole thing. And I would say that that 1 year of uni really prepared me for the many more years of life that I'm going to have, and the many more years in ministry that I'm going to have, and the remaining years of uni that I'm going to have, need I forget. But yeah, so I'm just praying. And this prayer is very sincere. It's a prayer that is literally a burden. I'm praying for everybody, first of all, who is in the university. And I'm just praying that, you know, the light of God will fill your heart. And the light of God will, you know, will just spread like a fire, you know, through the environment where you have been placed in. And anything that you're struggling with, anything you're battling with, you may know it, you may not even know it. I pray that, you know, the Spirit of God, and the power of that Spirit of God, the power that was able to, you know, quicken and was able to raise Christ up from the dead, is the same power that is going to be able to change your situation around for the better. And I pray that the scales fall from the eyes of many who are afflicted with different burdens and challenges. I pray that, you know, your eyes are open and that you begin to see the truth and you begin to see the way that is Christ, and you begin to see and know the Word of God, His living Word, His breathing Word, His Word that can restore, His Word that can heal, His Word that can effect change, in Jesus' name. And I pray for those of us in, because university is the world, in the world, unquote, those of us in the world who are, you know, burdened with reaching people, reaching out to people, and who are burdened to shine and to effect change and to, you know, make God known and to continually know God, I pray that, you know, His grace will just sustain us and His grace will keep us. and His grace will enable us, you know, to continually walk and work in the path that is right, in the path that is narrow, and that I pray that we shall not stumble, we shall not fall, we shall not fail, we shall not stray from the path of the righteous. And I pray that, you know, even if we do fall, even if we do make a mistake, that we get back on track quickly. We don't stay in that place of condemnation. I pray that the devil and his cohorts do not have a field day with us. I pray that God will keep us, you know, protected within a hedge of His righteousness, and that even if, you know, He allows the devil to do what he did to Job to us, that we never, ever, ever curse God. We never give up on Him. We hold on to that very word which we believe in, and we stand firm on the rock that is Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.